Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And today we're talking about tested. The hour is later than we think. And deception runs really deep. It runs so deep that if you're not careful, you're going to find yourself worshiping the devil out of ignorance. But remember, it is written in the Bible, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Search out when you are being given something, especially when it comes to giving yourself into celebrating a day. Search it out. Do your research. I mean, from Halloween to Thanksgiving and everything else in between. Most of us, we grew up celebrating December 25th, Halloween, Easter, and so on. We grew up celebrating it because we associated with candy, presents, and good times. But what if all those things, the candy, the presents, the good time, were just tools to lure us into worshiping something we have no business worshiping? Because that's how they're getting us to sympathize with things we have no business sympathizing with. I mean, let's face it. Do you want to die? Or do you want your loved ones to die? Your mother? Your brother? Your parents? Your children? Do you want them to die? No. So why do you celebrate October 31st? Why do you celebrate death? Don't you know when you celebrate something, you call in that spirit? You having your children out there dressing up in the name of what? Tell me, in whose name are you dressing up? In the name of death. You're worshiping death. Why are you worshiping it? What do you think death is going to do to you? We grew up celebrating something because it was presented to us in a way that is appealing to us. It's like wrapping a whole bunch of cow manure in a present and giving it to you. It's still cow manure, and you're taking it. You don't have to celebrate it. Who told you you have to? You don't. Don't go according to this world anyways. If anything, joy, peace, rest, salvation, that's enough for you to celebrate. And if that's enough for you to celebrate, make every day a day of celebration. But you leave the pagan and their way of celebrating to them. I remember many times I asked someone, why do you go out celebrating this? They can't even answer it. And part of the reason why they can't is because they grew up celebrating it. So it became part of them, so they never question it. But I'm challenging you. Question it. Test it. Do your research. Look into it. What is this bunny and the egg got to do with Easter? What is this Santa Claus business? They're all connected. Santa Claus, Easter, the bunny, the eggs, the Christmas tree, they're all connected. And you can go find out. I have a message on Passover, Pascal, and Easter, and another message on Christmas. You can go listen to those. But for the sake of time, I'm just going to leave it here and just pray that you don't get caught off guard. Test everything. Research. Question everything. Go to God. Ask God to clarify for you before you give yourself into celebrating anything. Amen?
Amen.
And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.